UTI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
While the city of Charlottesville may have ordered your business closed or restricted, they are going to make it easier for you to pay them your taxes.
The Commissioner of Revenue for the city of Charlottesville is encouraging local businesses to use their new online tax filing tool. As of now, the tool is only for business personal property taxes. This new machine will eliminate the need for business owners to print and mail their returns or go to City Hall.
The Blue Ridge Health District, Dr. Denise Bond and Ryan McKay answered questions via Zoom Friday afternoon, including questions about teachers getting vaccines and if school districts were close to getting back into class.
I can't say how many teachers to this point, based on percentage, have received the vaccine. Some were able to gain access through appointments. Other schools have been able to start their process. Have a group meeting within Charlottesville and Albemarle, and then we've also been meeting independently with each of the localities to talk about that process.
Some of President Biden's first executive orders dealt with undocumented immigrants into the United States. The group UndocUVA says it's a start.
So while on the surface level, and it may seem that it has improved, and I do know that it has improved, with these new regulations, there's still a long, long way to go.
One of the reasons they seem dubious is
a lot of what Trump was enacting in his immigration policies was started by the Obama-Biden administration.
Fluvanna County Sheriff Eric Hess needs your help finding a runaway teen.
Desiree Ann Lloyd went missing yesterday from her home in Lake Monticello. She left her home with several bags of clothes and left a note indicating she may harm herself. She does not have her wallet, debit card, or ID.
If you have information about Lloyd's whereabouts, call the Fluvanna Sheriff's Office at 434-589-8211.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online to save $10 on Duracell Ultra car batteries. For offer details and limitations, visit batteriesplus.com.
Truth and accountability. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's what the Senate's Democratic leader says the impeachment trial of former President Trump will provide. Opening arguments have been pushed to the week of February 8th to allow both sides time to prepare.
House impeachment managers led by Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin will walk a single article of impeachment from the House to the Senate Monday night, the first step in a Senate impeachment trial unlike any previously. The House impeached former President Trump for incitement of insurrection, accusing him of encouraging a violent mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. The delay also gives the Senate time to confirm President Biden's cabinet nominations and consider his COVID relief bill. Immediate